Hello, and welcome to Quick Charge by Electrek, keeping you in the fast track with daily Tesla and electric vehicle news. I'm Mikey G, and it's Wednesday, November 17th. Tesla announced they have now installed 250,000 units of the Powerwall, the residential home battery pack. In May of 2020, Tesla did 100,000 Powerwalls, and it took them almost 4 years. A year later, they reached 200,000, and now we're at 250. At this rate, Tesla is settling into around 100,000 units per year. The Powerwall still represents a minority in Tesla's total pack development, since the residential unit does only a portion of what the utility projects consume. Tesla has reported deploying over 4.5 gigawatt hours of energy storage capacity over the last 12 months, and 1.4 gigawatt hours of that is Powerwalls. Earlier this year, Tesla released that they had the Powerwall Plus, and they said at that time they had a backlog of over 80,000 units and growing. Tesla has secured a new Megapack order for 197 megawatt hours of capacity to be deployed in the United Kingdom. Harmony Energy and Tag Energy have announced a new partnership on the two projects. Chapel Farm, which is a standalone battery energy storage system of 49.5 megawatt hours, and that one's near Luton, England, and Jamesfield Farm, which is another standalone system of 49 megawatt hours near Abernethy, Scotland. The companies confirmed that they will use Tesla energy storage and also use Tesla's Autobidder platform for software. They plan for both projects to start construction in the first quarter of 2022, with commissioning planned for 2023. The combined value of the project is estimated to be over $80 million. With all the news of Tesla energy gaining traction, Tesla also broke ground on a new megafactory to build megapacks. They aim to produce as much as 40 gigawatt hours of megapacks per year at this new place. At one point, Elon Musk said that Tesla Energy would become a global utility and even outperform the car sector in business. According to a survey of reservation holders, the Ford F-150 Lightning electric pickup truck is attracting interest from a mix of current electric vehicle owners, Tesla owners, and even others. Here are the results. 25% are replacing an internal combustion engine-powered F-150, 40% have owned an EV in the past, 11% are replacing a Tesla, and at least one person is replacing a 1972 Ford F-150. 40% of the reservation holders already have owned an electric car, 11% of the total are Tesla owners, and 25% already own a gas F-150. The survey, while interesting, isn't nearly exhaustive as it could have been. They gained responses from only 400 reservation holders out of 160,000. The F-150 Lightning is going into production next year, with deliveries expected in the second half of 2022. Nissan is launching the Ariya electric crossover in the United States and opened up reservations. The first 10,000 reservations made before January 31st of 2022 will qualify for a 2-year free EVgo membership plus $500 in charging credits upon purchase. Nissan is launching the vehicle at $45,950 for the base version. This comes with a front-wheel drive motor and an 87 kilowatt-hour battery pack. The car is going to compete with the Volkswagen ID.4, which is $6,000 cheaper, and the Mustang Mach-E, which is still $3,000 cheaper. Ariya is Nissan's long-awaited second electric car to follow the Leaf, which came out a decade ago. Excited buyers will have to wait at least one more year, since the Ariya is expected for first deliveries in the fall of 2022. Porsche is now adding GTS versions of the Taycan electric sedan and the Cross Turismo to offer a longer-range alternative to the turbo versions. The Taycan GTS sedan and the GTS Sport Turismo are equipped with the same permanent magnet single-speed front motor, larger permanent magnet rear motor, and two-speed rear transmission found in the previous performance models. Total power output is actually limited to 590 horsepower. The suspension for both versions comes from the top model Taycan, but the automaker says that they have tuned them differently for the new models. They also include, as standard, some pretty fun features. Adaptive air suspension with Smart Lift and Porsche Active Suspension Management, Porsche Torque Vectoring Plus, and Sport Chrono Packaging, including the GT Multifunction Steering Wheel and Mode Dial. Thanks for listening to Quick Charge by Electrek. I'm Mikey G, and I hope you have a great day.